Praise the Lord. Amen. Good evening, church. It's so good to see you all this evening. Amen. Happy birthday once more to Wairi and Kewe. It's their day. Amen. They made a very tasky request, and I had to do it. Amen. You know, when it's your day, they say, do shakara, I need to you. Hallelujah. My mind flashed back since last night to 15 plus years ago, and so many things. I remember my wife and I were discussing something last night, and I was just saying, I asked her a question. I said, by this time that year, what were you doing? What was going through your mind? And even though she didn't really have much to tell me, I know what, I was more running around, so I know what it was like. And I started sharing with Wari and Kewe as we're all gathered yesterday evening, and we're talking, and we're just on my bed and we're talking, and I was gisting them some things that happened, and it's just now it can be shared like fun, and it's easy saying them, but then it wasn't that easy. Amen. But I give God praise, because that's how testimonies are. When you are in the heat of a thing, you can't shout, you can't talk about it, but until you have passed that phase, and then you can now share it as a testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, quickly, I want to share God's word on... I was looking for a title for this. It was so difficult. And just for tape's sake, looking for Jesus, or following Jesus, looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can say looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. One of the things I remember my wife and I sharing last night as we were discussing was, I asked her, I said, how did we just got up one morning, Sunday morning, and we're just walking the streets from end of Ogudu towards Ojota and back, first Sunday. And then that first Sunday, we didn't see, I think that was where we saw Upper Room, and we just branched there. And after that, we say, no, it's not this. And then the next Sunday, we continued our sojourn, and until we got to Magrelos, and then what happened, the rest is history. We all know the story. But then, it's a search deep from within that I would not say has some physical things that we're really looking for, because if that was it, what we saw in the hopper room, I think it was shared later on when we started church at Magrelos, that the church was worshiping in a place they call Upper Room, and it was at a Tetrazini or something and all that. But we first went to ROCCG Upper Room the first Sunday, and we were just not feeling like this is what, you know, when you're looking for something. Let me give an example. If you are very, very thirsty and you are really in need of water, to drink water, you want to drink water, even if I give you a cup of Fanta, you're still not satisfied. If I give you a cup of Coke, a cup of milk, until you take that very water that will quench your taste, you're just not going to be satisfied. That taste won't quench. So, with all the equipment and all the crowd and everything, it just wasn't it. Next Sunday, we continued our search. We're just allowing the Spirit of God to lead us until what happened. And despite the fact that we didn't see a physical place of worship, we just knew somehow, by virtue of the signs that we saw, by virtue of the banner that we saw, that yes, this was it. Amen. So, as I was going through this, preparing for this, looking for Jesus, there are times in life that you just remember so many things. It happens to me. Sometimes I take my mind back and I just flash back and I begin to think about the things that had happened and what I've experienced, so many things that I've encountered. And I tell myself, even those times that I thought this would be the end, I've had a series of encounters, near-death encounters, that I just, it's enough for one to say, oh, so this is just it. Oh, so it will just end here. But no, God had a plan. God had a plan. Like he was just saying on his own part, I'm not done with you yet, boy. I'm not done with you yet. I'm going somewhere. I'm taking you somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't know who it is here that if you've had such encounters, know today that it's because he has a plan. For he said in the book of Jeremiah, he said his thoughts, his plans, his design towards us are thoughts of good, thoughts of peace, and not of evil. To give us a hope and a future. There is a plan. Hallelujah. And because there is a plan, it's not just going to end in negativity. It's not going to end where we'll be disadvantaged. It will end in such a way that it will be visible that the master planner, the script writer, is our Father who is in charge. Hallelujah. Amen. So all of those challenges, they tell us one thing. Whatever it is we have encountered, they tell us one thing, that it is not the end. God is not through with us yet. God is not through with us yet. Amen. I remember one of those times that I thought about this one very well. And it's not a thing to be ashamed of. I remember one time, there was a particular point where we even got so stranded. Yes, so stranded that to even get medication was difficult. And one for now, we looked at each other like, we are new in church. We can't ask anybody for anything. And it was so, you know, that kind of a thing. You just, you know, a new place, new people. We don't know anybody. But this is how life is, from what I have seen, because sometimes it spawns from a place of experience. Little did we know that we have people, we're surrounded by people who love us genuinely, love us with the love of God, and wouldn't count it as anything to reach out to us in love. Amen. Amen. Yes, deeply, my wife and I saw it like embarrassment, like, what kind of thing is this? It was difficult. I remember when I think I pulled a call across to pastor, and then they asked me to come. Hi, and I was trembling, and I went to Bagada, and then I was giving a check, and I said, when am I going to pay this money back? I remember it was 20K. 20K is like, over 15 years ago, 20K is like 120K. Amen. And yeah, but it's that big. I said, how do we pay this back? When, how much time will I begin? They said, no, you're not paying it back. I said, you pay it forward. Amen. I thank God that a lot of people have come our way that we have also been a blessing to. That's what they were telling us then. Yes. So whatever it is you're going through, know that God is equipping you. God is preparing you. God is building you up for something great. Amen. When I got back home with that check, and I showed my wife the check, she was crying. She was crying, literally was crying. And those were tears of, like, you know, that kind of thing, like, this is a thing of shame. But, you know, over time, we grew to know that this is coming from a place of genuine love. It's not mockery. It's nothing. It's none of that. Amen. Amen. I remember another one again. How one of us, a big doctor, gave my wife an injection. I will never forget that when we started running up, I just called Pastor, and Pastor called Setna, and it was a prayer was going on, different things. I'm saying this to say, in following Jesus, you have backup, you have angels backing you up, you have ministers, you have, see, I tell people, someone once asked me, said, I invited a family member here. One day we came to church, and then she came visiting, and then we came to church. And when we got back home, she was traveling, and then she said, tell me the truth, is that where you worship? I said, yes. It's a small church. I said, yes, but filled with love. Hallelujah. I said, filled, it's a place filled with love. And she said, yes, I can see. I can see. I said, yes. I don't want to be in a place where I'll be lost in the crowd. Hallelujah. You don't know how much I have gained being in a place where I can be guided, where I can be reached out to, where if I miss, I remember, I think it was Upper Week 2 weeks ago. I wasn't around because I traveled for a program. And then I was far back there in Delta State. And immediately after service, Mommy Okewe, Grandma, called me. She was the first person that called. I said, Baba Beji, we don't see you. Hallelujah. I felt loved. Amen. That is it. See, there are places you'll be that you won't come to church for 6 months. Nobody will know. I don't want to be lost in the crowd. No. Amen. All right. So let's see 1 John. Chapter 3. I'm just so super excited that I'm so blessed to be in a place where I can be reached, I can be nurtured. Yes, I can be scolded. Yes, there's no hiding place. Amen. Hey. Hallelujah. Yes, 1 John. Chapter 3. Verse 18. So he says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. In deed and in truth. And I'm saying that's one of the things that have really helped me and my family to grow, to come this far. Yes, being in a place where love is seen. See, love this cold, though. I hope you know. Love this cold. Love will scold you. That pastor love you does not mean that pastor will not scold you. If he lets you escape every form of negative thing that you do, it's not love. Take it from me. I am speaking from a place of experience. I've been scolded. Even the type that I will go home and cry. But it's coming from a place of love. You know why? See, when have you seen a child, a little child, is learning to crawl, and then he'll see candle. Eh? He want to, you know, everything is attractive to them, light. So he sees it as light. He wants to put his hand. You are holding him and dragging him. No, he wants to put his hand. Like Oba, if he sees, like, he want to put his hand, because to him, he's looking at it. What is this thing? What is this thing? What is this thing? Leave him first. If you put your hand, I think it was Pastor Emma that was telling us about his brother. That was saying, Dodo, wait. So, you see, you don't want to wait until that thing bites you or it burns you. So when you see, when you are surrounded with people who can reach out to you and say, hey, don't go there. It's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing. And it can only come from where you follow Jesus, where you're looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about we being surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. All those witnesses, all those values. Imagine Setma with all the 30-something years, how many years in ministry, and then you have that kind of person around you, and you come for certain things. They should carry you and flog you, lash you very well. Or you have heard Pastor share his own testimony about how God didn't let him to get stranded. And then you are handling a project. If it worked for marriage, it will work for your project also. So the reason God positions you in a place where you are surrounded by people whose testimony is enough to help you, it's not for fun. It's not that sort of you just hear it and say, okay. It's just like somebody asked me, said, all these things in that they wrote in the Bible. He said, are they real? I said, are you serious? He said, yes. Say, in the imagine, say, be like, but when we're small, that's what we call my book of Bible story. You know it? Uh-huh. All those JW books. We used to have those pictures. That's how they used to teach us. So they'll sit us down and teach us. You see Samson, picture of where Samson tore a lion, and so many things. So he said in his mind, he's doing him like it's my book of Bible story. Like, did these things really happen? Is there a place really called this and that as described in the Bible? I said, yes, they are real. It's real. Is God not real to you? He said, he's doing him like it's just story, fable. I said, eh? It's not fable. It is real. Hallelujah. So the reason we are surrounded by people is so that we too can also overcome the things they overcame and grow with the same strength from scriptures, just like they grew too. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So I'll take it from verse 11. Okay, let me just take it from verse 9 so that we get it clearly. He said, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. If you want to know the things of God, you need God's Spirit. Hallelujah. You just can't know them without His Spirit. Because, like he said in verse 11, he said, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man? It's the spirit of the man that knows the man more than any other person else. So, he says, in the same way, say, even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So, to know the deep things concerning God, you need His Spirit. I've heard people say that, you know, because of the body they are from, that I believe in God. I even believe in Jesus. Say, but I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And they're like, what? You must be kidding. You can't do without His Spirit. Hallelujah. Because you can't separate His Spirit from Him. Amen. He said, we can even get to know deep things about God. Deep mysteries of God. How? Through His Spirit. He said, for eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has it even been imagined. It has not even entered into the heart of man. He said, but these things have been revealed to us already by what? His Spirit. He said that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Hallelujah. Through what? Through His Spirit. Amen. So, by eventually coming to service, and having my notepad and my pen, and I'm writing, and God's servant will be teaching, and I'm writing, His servant is teaching, I'm writing. Over the years, it's like school. How many years does it take us to finish primary school? 6 years. Secondary school, another 6 years. The number of years and books that I have, volumes of books that I have, not just from Bible school, from church, is an academy already on its own. Going back to them over and over, and I'm seeing the things and testimonies that are being shared and God's word that is shared through His servant, you can't remain the same. Except something is wrong with you. You cannot remain the same. So I'm saying this to say, what God has surrounded you with is so strong, is so powerful. It shouldn't be toyed with. Amen. You see, God's servant himself, even when we have invited guests, they take these things seriously, teachings and all that. Why? Because these are values. He shares deep meaning.
mysteries through his spirit to us.
Hallelujah. Freely given to us by God through his spirit. These things, 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. He said, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Pastor Mewa was teaching this some time ago. It doesn't make sense to the natural man, because sometimes you say, wait a concern, they talk for land, you need to talk for bush. It doesn't fall, it doesn't align. Because it's man speaking, it's the natural senses. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Why? Because he walks with God's spirit. The spirit alone is his conscience. The spirit tells him the right things to do. Hallelujah. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I pray this prayer every time. 1 Corinthians 2:16. I pray it all the time. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Especially when I'm faced with challenges. I was having an exam last week. And at the point, I was trying to read. I was at work and I was trying to read. At the point, just like, I looked the book like this. But it's like nothing is entering the head. And I just took some time. I just decided to stroll. I couldn't. And I was just strolling. It was midnight. I was just showered. And I was just strolling and walking. I was just praying and walking, you know, like we're doing a prayer war. And I was just praying. And I just kept talking to myself. And I decided to declare over my head. I said, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Yes, yes, things are coming to the head. I'm remembering all things. And then I went back. After I prayed and prayed and prayed, I went back. Had my cup of tea and I slept very soundly. In the morning, I picked up that book and I just looked at it. And after that, about just an hour nap, went back and looked at it, and they were just jumping at me. They were just jumping at me. I got to my exam hall the next day, that morning. I got to exam hall, and you will not believe it. I didn't even need to blink or raise my head and looking for, you know, like we used to do those days. You chew your barrel cover. And I didn't need any of that. Why? Because they were just coming. The only problem I might have is I have my own words, except my lecturer wants us to use exactly what he used. I do not even know, because the words were just coming. Amen. I have the mind of Christ. You can declare that if you're having an exam, if you're having a project, whatever it is, I have the mind of Christ. What's the mind of Christ like? It's sound. It's super. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 still. We'll go to 1. First one. Let's see. Okay, yes, there's something about this I want to. Okay, he said, verse 4, he said, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. This team also works both in academy, in academics, it works in finance, it works in marriage, it works in every aspect. It works in the demonstration of the power of God. Paul here was saying, I have not come to you with enticing words of men. I have not come to speak philosophy or bamboozle you psychologically. No. He said, but it's in the demonstration of the power of God. It comes from the place of the Spirit. We can do all things through Christ, who what? Strengthens us. How? Through His Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, quickly, Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'll just take the first three verses. All right, said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a what? Good testimony. For by what? Faith. For by faith the elders obtained a good testimony. So we must walk with faith if we must get it right. If we must follow after Jesus. If we must look for Jesus, we must walk with faith. Because it's by faith. All the heroes of faith, as named in Hebrews 11, they achieved all that they achieved by faith. Amen. Through faith. And that's why I like that verse that says, follow peace with all men and what? He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Eh? There's also this inscription that talks about faith. He said that for without it, it's impossible for you to get things done. Hallelujah. Because your faith must be at work. Amen. What was the sin that Adam really committed? I was just asking myself, what was it really that happened? God gave him clear instructions. Do this, do this, do this. And then, when it was time, he allowed someone who was not there when instruction was given to him to lure him into doing what he did. Let's see. Genesis 2. Genesis 2, verse 16. I'm saying that in following Jesus, we must stick to path. We must stick to the pattern. We must stick to what He tells us to do. Obedience is key. He said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. That was instruction, right? Clear instruction. Okay. Now, see verse 3. Flip to chapter 3 now. Chapter 3, from verse 1. It says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. Which, okay, where we read first, chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. If you check from verse 18, you see where you say, and God answered, it's not good for the man to be alone, and blah, blah, blah. So, if wasn't there when that instruction was given to Adam. Now, here. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruits of the trees of the garden, but of the fruits of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. I think it was Pastor Enwa that was teaching that she did over syllabus, even the ones that they've not, she named or joined. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruits and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. If we must follow Jesus and follow Jesus right, we must stick to instructions. Obedience, the Bible says, is better than what? Sacrifice. Simply obey. Don't go looking for instructions that you're not giving. Strictly obey. Just follow. And when you are studying God's word and leaning on His Spirit, you cannot be led wrongly. You cannot be led astray. Because His word and His Spirit will guide you into all truth. All truth. His word and His Spirit will help you take a firm stand without missing your way. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we pray tonight. We're going to pray and talk to the Lord. Father, in this path, I will never miss it. I will follow you right. I'm led by your Spirit and I anchor on the word of God. Oh, I will always anchor on your word and lean on your Spirit. Oh, I will always follow your instructions. I will always follow your instructions. I will always obey your word. I will stay hungry, ready to learn and grow and grow and grow in you. Lebando somtali mahanda vana nosha. Kade yada de zeveno sokteli kapayana neya. Palavrondo somtali mahanda brana mosoria. I will love, not in word, not in tongue, but in deed. My action will show that yes, I have the life of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I'll be led right. I will do the things that the scripture tells me to do. Elamondo zomteli makande veno sote yedadosha. As a custodian of divine mysteries, I will always yield myself a vessel of honor. Hola mande breno kota prana mande peya bado zomteli makabanda hidadosa lebegedo sote freneni shadadea palamonto remande freneni karabados. Elipa gadadi yenenene seke vedero sore yana mashada dosa. Elima kabada do sore yada. I will yield to instructions. I remember when I was reading the Bible was giving. I think it was Proverbs. It was talking about. It said only a foolish child will throw away instructions, and destruction awaits such child in front. Elamande preno kopata elamande vreno no sore ya. When you are being scolded, when you are being corrected, is coming from a place of God reaching you through man, through His servants. Elamande breno koda bande vene no soreya. I stay hungry. I take instructions wholeheartedly and I run with them. Father, help me. Elamande breno koda banda brana mande vene no soreya. Kabande vene no soreya. I've seen a number of people who destroyed themselves simply because they were running from instructions. They were running from being led, being instructed. They were running from corrections. They were running from being rebuked when they do wrong. And they destroyed themselves utterly. Oh Lord, thank you for mercy. Thank you for instructions. Thank you for correction. Thank you for rebuke. Thank you for placing people, fathers, people with your word and weep that corrects us, that prunes us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for growth. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for exceptional growth, supernatural growth. Glory to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.